Welcome to Climate Change, Causes, Impacts, Solutions. This hyperlinked resource is basically a concept mapping structure to help learn about climate change and also to educate others about climate change. This resource is simply to help you navigate through this very interesting system. So let's take a look at this. If you follow the arrow, here you can see that on this particular map, you'll be reading from left to right. So we start out with the causes of climate change. And you'll notice there are both human contributions to climate change and cycles and natural contributions to climate change. If you follow over to the right, as if you're doing your normal reading of text, you see the impacts of climate change, and climate change affects both human systems and also natural ecosystems, the Earth systems. But climate change and its impacts and its challenges do have solutions. Those solutions are carried out by civil society when they are focused on sustainable development and sustaining civilization. The way that you work with this map is by deciding which of those bubbles piques your interest. Say you're interested in human contributions. Notice this little box at the bottom of the picture. If you simply click on that, you notice that certain articles are hyperlinked to this resource. How do human activities contribute to climate change? Let's say that you are interested in that particular question. You can click on this and the article opens right up. You can choose to read the article right now, or you can close it and go look at something else. If you are a new user to this system, you might be interested in the following resources that are linked at the bottom of this particular box. The story of the climate change resource linked concept map, how it was formed, who contributed to it. There's about the author, a one-page biography. About the author, a detailed resume. Navigating the concept map, a couple of pages. And acknowledgments to those who contributed to the climate CMAP, another couple of pages. Let's say that you're brand new to the concept of climate change and you need some introductory resources. You might like to take a look at this particular box and notice there are a lot of introductory resources, both video clips and text that you might like to take a look at. That would give you beginning vocabulary to understand this very complex concept. Now, a lot of you are probably focused on solutions for climate change. You don't want to just know about what it is and what the impacts are, but you would actually like to do something about it. Well, if you're interested in that, you should take a look at this detailed concept map. If you see this little box, that indicates that another concept map is linked to this one, and it goes down a level of detail. Within this particular resource, there are four levels of concept maps. This is level one. And if you click here, it'll take you to the next level of detail. You simply click on the little solutions message, and here you go. Probably you would like to press this green circle in the top left corner, which will enlarge and make it a full page map. The darker green solutions are very high level, focused on creating sustainable societies. And basically that happens through mitigation processes and adaptation processes. Mitigation involves taking CO2 emissions, phasing them out of CO2 being put into the atmosphere, and also processes which take CO2 out of the air. It is civil society that actually makes that happen. And civil society is made of all of us, and we have different roles that we play. It is possible that you will want to engage with one of the following communities based upon your own interests and areas of expertise. The scientific community has resources located here. The business community has resources here. Political institutions have a variety of political perspectives, and at different levels, you can find articles at the global level here, the federal level here, the regional level in New England here, and the city or town level over here to the right. Since I am from New England, I went ahead and detailed out this section. And sometimes it takes more than one click. You may have to be patient. But up pops this detail map. This is the only detail map that I have of a regional part of the United States. But this map can serve as a model for other regions. I'm from Massachusetts, so you can take a look at the state affiliates of national organizations in Massachusetts by clicking here, and then you can find various organizations and investigate those and see what resonates with your point of view and organizations with which you might like to become affiliated yourself. State and city organizations can be found clicking at this level. And there are resources for the other New England states here. Now we're going to close this by hitting the red circle. And we'll notice that there are resources for the religious community, for communication systems, and for education systems. This is the one that many of you may wish to go into more detail. Perhaps you're a teacher in a school system. Perhaps you are an educator that's at a more general level. Or perhaps you're an educator in an informal science institution. So let's take a look at the Climate Change Education Extended map. This will take us down to the third level of this resource-linked climate change concept map. And this particular map focuses on climate change and energy education. I link them together because they're often very tightly interwoven with each other. Teachers and educators will probably want to focus in this green area. However, people trying to learn about climate education may want to look at this section. And particularly, I would encourage you to keep up hope, because sometimes the unfolding story can be a bit discouraging. So there is hope out there, and I encourage you to look at this section. Some of you may be interested in curriculum. You may be curriculum coordinators. You may be team leaders for science departments, in which case the yellow area may offer you general curricula and specific curricula for different age levels. Some of you may be education policy makers, in which case there's information here about the Next Generation Science Standards and the Massachusetts science standards that may be of interest to you. And finally, climate education takes place in a lot of different contexts. So in this section, there are links to English as a second language, to psychology and sociology, and the role that those disciplines play in understanding best how climate change education can take place within different contexts. There is one more level of this resource that I would like to briefly introduce you to. In particular, there are three of the green bubbles that go down into more detail: interdisciplinary connections, the science and engineering practices, and resources. So let's just take a look at what those final submaps look like. If you're a science teacher, you can get all of the information that you would like on the homepage that where we started. However, if you're in one of the other disciplines, you may find resources for English teachers at this site, math teachers at this site, social studies teachers at this site, health teachers at this site, and art teachers at this site. Climate change is of the commons, and it's going to take all of us to address its challenges. So I encourage all of us to work together. The science and engineering practices, as defined by the Next Generation Science Standards, also called NGSS, are linked to this particular map. And you'll notice that these are listed in the same order as you'll find them in the NGSS: asking questions and defining problems, modeling, investigation planning and implementation, analyzing and interpreting data, the use of mathematics, both of which are very important for describing uncertainties, constructing explanations and designing solutions, arguing from evidence, obtaining, evaluating, communicating information. So again, there are many articles from primarily the journals of the National Science Teachers Association that are linked at this site in this extended education section. They will be free to members of NSTA, and they will be charged about $1 for people who are not members of NSTA. Finally, let's take a look at the resources map. And these are currently divided by grade level, although some of them are quite general, some of them are quite specific, but in general, they are divided by the elementary, middle school, high school, college level. It seems to always come up that there are, how do I work with people that are skeptics or deny the existence of climate change? And so I actually have a whole separate section of resources that address those concerns. I hope that you are able to navigate this resource easily. If you have any problems, you are welcome to contact me. My information is in the resume section back at the beginning. And I wish you a wonderful experience as you explore climate change, its causes, impacts, and solutions. Thank you for visiting this resource.